Hi, Alan. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thanks for taking my call. I have a relative who's age 86, and she's got wet macular degeneration. As I understand it, there's no real good treatment for that. Is that correct?
Well, yes and no, sir. Insofar as it's going to work for sure, no, there's nothing that's going to work for sure. However, since it's known, the so-called wet macular degeneration is caused by blood vessels growing where they don't belong. It's called neoangiogenesis for those who speak Greek in the audience. It just means new blood vessel formation, of course, in English. And they grow across the macular area of the eye where they don't belong, and they block vision. Well, what do you know? There are some things that keep blood vessels from growing aberrantly like that. Some of them are patent medicines, but they're called anti-angiogenesis drugs. There also are products out there in the market which are botanically derived, which oddly enough can keep new blood vessels from growing where they don't belong. Now, I did say it that way on purpose because they don't keep us from growing new blood vessels. Just for example, where they do belong, let's say we had an injury we need to heal up, this stuff wouldn't get in the way. There's one of those on the market. I am not connected with the company that makes it, and it is pricey, sir. I'm sorry. It's called AngioStop, which pretty obviously the angio refers to blood vessels, and we know what stop refers to. I'm surprised they're, quote, allowed, unquote, in our free country to use that title because it implies it might work. But I guess FDA hasn't decided to make them change the name yet. So you might look around for that, sir. It's an anti-angiogenesis natural product. And do, with something like this, of course, check with a physician who knows their natural medicine stuff to make sure that's not going to be in any way bad for any individual who uses it who happens to have the wet macular degeneration. One other thing, sir, and that's at age 86, very many of us, in fact, better than 50%, have anywhere from partially to completely lost the function of making acid in the stomach so we don't digest things and bring them into our bodies well. Now, it's not that everybody has that. It's just that Mayo Clinic issued a report in 1932 that says by the time we all get to be 60, half of us have impaired digestive capability. So by age 86, if we're not doing well, we really want to check with that doctor who's skilled in natural medicine, make sure that the digestion and assimilation are both working.
Okay. Also, I want to mention one thing. I stumbled on a recently published book. The author is a professional artist out of Vancouver, BC, and he had wet macular degeneration himself. And he came up with a protocol that reversed it in 11 weeks.
Nice.
But I don't know, I'll mention the book, just the listeners might be interested too.
Thank you,
it's
sir.
It's called Blind Faith. And it's by his name is John Crittenden. His last name is Crittenden. Anyway, I don't know if that might be an inspiration for improved treatment at some point, but I thought I'd mention it.
I'm very glad you did, sir. I'll definitely get my fingers, not my toes, but my fingers on a copy of that, because heretofore I had not heard of anybody curing their own macular degeneration. I have heard of some people who've had at least some partial relief with this AngioStop stuff, but I'll get this book right away, and thank you for mentioning it for everybody listening. I bet the sales of the book go up.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Wright.
And thank you for calling, sir.